the invited guests. There's no other way she could have got in. Then, to show Brunetti how he and his friends safeguarded their privacy, he added, "One of us always keeps an eye on the door to see who comes, just in case." "Indeed," Brunetti said with a nod of agreement, and in response to Ruggeri's glance added, "That's always best." He reached forward to push the upright microphone a bit closer to Ruggeri. "Do you have any idea whom she might have come with, if I might ask?" It took Ruggeri a moment to answer. "No, I didn't see her talking to anyone I know." "How was it that you started to talk to her?" Brunetti asked. "Oh, you know how it is," Ruggeri said. "Lots of people dancing or standing around. One minute I was alone watching the dancers, and the next thing I knew she was standing beside me and asking me my name." "Did you know her?" Brunetti asked in his best old-fashioned, slightly puzzled voice. "No," Ruggeri said emphatically. Then he added, "And she used 2 when she spoke to me." Brunetti shook his head in apparent disapproval, then asked,